Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Not to be so predictable by leading every show with something from the College World Series. Can a college... So, fly ball to left just now. Coastal Carolina's in the field. Guy makes the catch. Turns and throws it into the crowd. At the College World Series, are baseballs like in the majors where they're just not... We have an infinite supply. Can a college player just... throw the ball to the fans like anytime he wants.
Depends on how it depends how much name, image, and likeness money they have.
The left fielder on Coastal Carolina, I'm guessing, has not a lot.
I think it's taken out. He's on the hook for that ball. I think that's how that works.
Where is the line drawn? Like the Bison's left fielder could do it, right? He makes a catch running toward the line, makes a catch to end the inning, flips the ball to a fan. That's probably no problem.
I think so. Yeah, I've seen. Lots of players do that at Bison's games.
We had the guy from who wrote the book about the Batavia Muck Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they were around that if you got a foul ball, you could exchange it for tickets.
All right.
They wanted the balls back.
They were hoarding them, maybe.
I think they needed them.
Protecting the allotment they had.
They didn't have all that they would need. Like,
right,
so,
right, right.
If you wanted to trade it in for tickets, I think you could do that.
They would treat the baseballs like a lot of golfers treat a water hole. Let me reach into my bag and grab one of these scuffed up ones I found and use this in case it goes in the water. Because I don't want to hit the $3 ball into the water, that's for sure.
If they had to, I guess maybe they would have to do that. Yeah. But so I think it's single A, at least then. It wasn't just... throw the ball to the fans anytime you want. College World Series? I don't know. It doesn't seem like nothing.
It's just all gotten so big.
It doesn't seem like nothing to me.
Not a care in the world. How's things on your side of the room over there? Are you notice anything?
Your hair is wet.
I absolutely reek.
Oh.
I don't want to move. Every time I move, I cleaned myself. I did my usual morning workouts, but I had a little extra time, extra hour, just the way my day fell. Like, okay, well, I went and had a lesson yesterday from Jeff Metis, golf pro, works with the Tee to Green crew here at WGR. Let me go to the range and try to apply some of the things I got from my lesson.
Sure.
And I knew it was warm out, but I thought, that's fine. I've done this before on my way into work. let's go 45 minutes, hit a bucket, and, you know, yeah, fine. Ugh. It was so hot. I sweated almost right through my shirt before I even realized it was happening. And there's no recourse now, right? I get done. It's 2:00. I'm coming here. I mean, I could have gone home and texted you. I'm going to work from home today.
No, you know.
Because I smell terrible.
In the pre-COVID, what you could do, and maybe this would have been something that I've done for some reason before, or some reason like that, is you go to promotions and you ask for like the Kiss t-shirt.
A shirt.
Yeah, let me have one of those Wolf t-shirts.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Like, sure, just keep it. Mm. And at least you do that.
Yeah, but that might have worked.
Nobody's here anymore, so yeah. That's not an option that you have.
Yeah, I just...
Unless you have the keys.
You've walked by a couple times, and I've
self-conscious.
Wincing every time you walk by. Like,
I might do it again.
Because if was it last week one day? We both did yard work, and we smelled like gasoline. I'm sorry if I smell like gas. I never have to walk over to your side of the room. So I never pass you, you'll walk past me on the way out the door here, just the way the room's configured, but it's never really going to be much of a problem for me if you smell bad, but I feel like I don't know.
Well, if you want updates, I'm happy to.
I just hope there's no breeze drifting your way, because
there's never a breeze in here.
I feel disgusting
right
now.
It's always hot and no airflow, so don't worry about, I'm not sure that's good, but that's, don't worry about a breeze.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I looked up the history of the Conn Smythe Trophy today. Sam Bennett wins. Interesting, you know, we talked about it some yesterday and a couple of other times leading up to the end of the series. McDavid didn't get a single vote, first, second, or third. It's 5-3-1. They do points. 18 voters. And he wasn't on a single ballot, McDavid. I didn't see it. But last night was like, after that game, you really couldn't justify him. Just, you know, they got
they couldn't make any plays. And he was, Owen and I were talking about this as we were watching the game, because, you know, it's 2-0. And he says, this feels like it's over. I'm like, I know, but all they really need, it doesn't look good. Like, Edmonton's not really doing anything. And we just saw this game in game five Saturday night where, you know, a lead and got them in a headlock and it's, you know, over for the most part.
Game four was 3-0 after one, though.
Right. That's what I said, something to that effect. And really, all they need here, I know they won't get the crowd going because they're in Florida, but all that team needs is one McDavid play. And to make it 2-1, and him like yelling, let's blank and go or something, and maybe they'll get going here, you know, and it's 2-1. But what Owen said then was, yeah, but none of them, they've been close to making good plays, but they keep getting broken up, and you don't really get full marks for like almost. You know, you got to make the play. Like, great defensive play by Forsling, great defensive play by Reinhardt, great plays that looked dangerous that turned into nothing burgers because they kept getting, you know, defended at the last moment. Yeah, he didn't have a great game at all. And I don't know, maybe it was, you know, going to be tough. We talked about this yesterday with our guest player on the losing team like last year, winning it again, would that be harder for him to do this year? His stats weren't as good as last year either. And in this final, I mean, he only had 3 goals, I think, total in the final. So, I didn't like his chances really at all. I think they needed to win that game for him to, you know, for them to have a chance to win the series, obviously, and then have a look at it. They had a bad night.
Last 30 Conn Smythe presentations, it's 29 different winners.
Who is the repeat?
I'll give you a second if you want it. The only person to have won more than one of the last 30, I believe, I did this just by looking at
it's going to be Crosby when they went back-to-back.
Is somebody who won consecutive years, and it's Crosby. That's it. I don't think anyone else has two, other than Crosby, since Patrick Waugh, who won 3. And his career is cool for this. 86-93-01. It's almost like Jack Nicklaus or somebody who, like, spaced out
right.
So good for so long that he's got 3 Conn Smythe Trophy wins over a span of 15 years. Before, him. Well, Mario won back-to-back in the early 90s for Pittsburgh. And then before him, you've got Gretzky and other guys, maybe Bernie Parent, who had won multiple. But it's only been Crosby in 30 mm-hmm. years to have won two. Well, which team, Florida or Edmonton, which team is the better topic?
I think that the champs are, although, you know, Edmonton is not, you know, uninteresting for sure. I mean, they are still going to have these two kingpin players. I don't know. I'm not.
For how long?
Good question. I don't know. There is. Yeah, this happens everywhere, I guess. But getting to the finals in back-to-back years and losing, to me, and not that anybody's arguing this point, but is a very different thing than stuck in a place where you can't get to the playoffs, like the Sabres have been and were when they had, you know, their lottery guys, Reinhardt and Eichel, at the top of their roster. Now they have other lottery guys at the top of their roster in Dahlin and Power, but that's a very different existence. Like, I don't know that Edmonton. I'm not. I would at this point, and I don't know anything. I haven't read anything. I don't know if McDavid's even been asked this question. The speculation just sort of happens. I think somewhat organically. I just would be stunned if he tried to push his way out of there. They're close. Like get a goalie. Do something about that. It was a problem for them last year, even though Skinner stabilized and he was pretty decent in the finals for them last year, I thought. But boy, he wasn't good last night at all. The third goal was just ridiculous play by him. This easy softball throw in from the blue line that he just blockers right to Sasha Barkov uncovered in front of him. Like, what are you doing, dude? Catch that puck. So they should be able to keep going, and I wouldn't think he would need a lot of convincing that they can do it. I mean, they are very close, I think, even though this game got pretty sideways in the end. But I don't know. I think Edmonton has to tweak, but to me, they should be able to just keep going.
He has leverage, though. Like, he has mm-hmm. major leverage.
One more year.
1 year left. It's 10 years now. I know. You know that, McDavid and Eichel, and just how memorable that offseason was, the previous season was. They're 10 years in. So here's McDavid at 28. And I don't know, like, does anybody, he seems pretty private. Does anybody really know, like, what he wants? I mean, to your point, I don't think it's much to convince, to be able to convince someone that Edmonton can win. With him there, I mean, mm-hmm. that I don't think that would be that hard, but he has to want them over literally everybody else. Like, if he gets to free agency, everybody will want him, and so that's what Edmonton has to deal with now. Is like not whether he wants to push his way out. I wouldn't expect that to happen either, but they either have to make the biggest deal ever mm-hmm. for him. This summer,
right?
Or maybe he walks, or he's traded. Then it's Gretzky, like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's traded, so you know it's up. It's up to McDavid.
Yes,
like what he wants. If he's the type to want to, you know, he doesn't need a bigger spotlight. Edmonton is really almost. There's no smaller one, and he just wants to play out his career. You know, like a good boy for one team. Mm-hmm. You know, like others have done. Fans tend to like that, but. Certainly, there are a lot of guys who are not wired like that, and he certainly also wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like it's a lot to sort of tag him with the – or them with the, you know, he can't win there, or they can't win. Like, they're disadvantaged. And so I don't see that at all. So that doesn't mean he couldn't, you know, privately just think – yeah, it might be better if I went and did this in L.A. or something, you know, marketing-wise, like, you know, not to follow the Gretzky trail eventually. I guess that's probably why I mentioned L.A. first, but I was just thinking of a big market. But I don't know.
Anywhere he wants.
Yeah, anywhere he wants. I guess I'm sitting here right now. My opinion is I'd be surprised if he wanted to use any of that leverage. I would think they make him the highest paid player in the history of hockey this offseason and just sort of keep going.
Also, any other team would also make him the highest paid player in the history of hockey.
Of course, yes.
So that's Edmonton has what? What are Edmonton's pros in the McDavid analysis? He being there can't be one of them because we're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So what are their advantages? The legacy stuff, Draisaitl, they have a very good team that, of course, changes over time. I mean, it's not permanent.
I think he likes the coach. I think the scene is good. I think ownership, I think there's a lot of comfort, I think, in being an Edmonton Oiler. Practice facilities, the whole, all the stuff. I think they've gone all out. I don't at all get the impression that they're just sort of sliding by because they've got Connor McDavid on their team. I think they've done, what any top shelf team in the league does.
Well, isn't it? That's granted, all of that. I mean, what coach is anywhere for more than 3 years? But okay, he's there now. If that's a factor, if that's a plus,
right?
Knobloch, if that's a plus for the Oilers,
I think it is for now. Yeah,
it might be. I think this is sort of a Buffalo kind of thing where it's not because we're paranoid; it's because so many players have left. And that has not that's still continuing, even maybe in the very present for the Sabres, that's still continuing. Josh Allen, we might have been nervous for a minute when Josh Allen got good. What happens? Football's different, and he has never given off any sense that he's not happy playing for the Bills. I'm not even going to start down that road because there's no reason to, mm-hmm. right? And he's signed for several more years anyway. I think as It's not really a good or bad thing, wanting to play for someone else. You could just want it for your life, not because you're bitter about anything or mm-hmm. negative about anything. You could just want, a new challenge somewhere else. So the Oilers, I don't know, but it feels like maybe they could be in tough here with him. And it might have to happen kind of quickly. It ended last night, but draft free agency moves are made. When can they make a deal with him?
As soon as the new league year. That's the case with Alex Tuch. That's the case with everybody.
How would you feel if it didn't get done by September?
Really bad.
So
really bad.
They have until then.
Sure. I think they have the summer to figure something out. And I would expect it to happen. And I don't know. You're not necessarily saying different. I mean, it could take a turn. I feel like any speculation about that is completely without any substance. I think it's just circumstantial, and I think in a town like this where we live that life with our hockey players, especially, that you're sort of predisposed to he's going to get tired of that, and I just don't know. I just have not seen or heard anything that indicates that could be coming. That doesn't mean it isn't. He could have the tightest lid on it of all time. And as we now get to it is when the questions will start to arise, and maybe all the answers won't be what Edmonton fans want to hear. I don't know. But my guess sitting here today is that they'll just figure it out.
I don't think it's necessarily interesting or important that nothing has been said yet, because nothing can be done yet, right? They're not allowed to make a deal with him. And McDavid probably has only ever said the right things. I'm not thinking about that now, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're in the finals, so you could understand it if he wasn't thinking about it. He might be a little bit. I mean, most people would be a little bit, but I'm not taking questions about my future. We're in the finals.
Right.
Right? So it couldn't really have been anything, what did you say, speculation. It had no chance of being anything more than that before now or until 2 weeks from now.
Sure, as far as the team negotiating and feeling worried about it, but, there are insiders around the league that would know people in McDavid's inner circle, and if there were rumblings at all, then to me, I'd be paying attention, and I'd be kind of on alert. Hey, this... I don't know, this could go badly. It sounds like, you know, his family or whatever, something, but there's been nothing. That's what I mean by that. Like, I think it's all just connecting dots. His contract is coming up a year from now. They lost again. It's a small market. You know, is there going to be trouble? I mean, I don't have to be right. I just don't see – there's just been nothing to get the ball rolling other than the circumstances.
And I'm just saying that that is what it is, and now it starts. And they don't have much time before – it's not even this. I was going to say, they don't have much time before you would get to a point like you agreed to in September. You'd be like really nervous if there's no deal done there, or at least a little bit nervous. But it's not even, it won't even take that long. It's as simple as, this is not just because the Oilers are a smaller market. This could be any, this is anybody. It's as simple as, we will offer you anything you want, yes or no. And no is a plausible answer for this player in that market to offer, I think. I mean, most guys would not say no to that. Here's the absolute most we're allowed to do.
Write the numbers in.
Blank check. Here's, you offer Paterka a blank check. Maybe he's not so miserable, if that's even fair to say about him. Right. Like, maybe, like, all right, I guess I'll become the highest paid player in the NHL, ever. Like, that would never happen. It's never happened here. Especially if it's McDavid, it wouldn't happen here, maybe. I don't know. That's a question. But, like, here's the absolute – this can be pretty – take your time.
Yeah.
Maybe you would – what would you expect to have happen? McDavid would take these couple of weeks, go to a happy place, unwind, and really think about all this. And maybe even July 1 isn't early enough for him to necessarily have an answer.
I imagine what could get the ball rolling one direction or another, one sentiment versus the other, positive versus negative, toward him staying, I imagine they're going to have some sort of end of season stuff with the GM and with the coach, like teams always do. I mean, they'll be the last team to do it, locker cleanout day, right? So I imagine he talks then. Certainly the GM and the coach will be asked questions about his status, the GM especially. And, you know, what is that? I've already talked to his agent. We're gonna meet in a week or whatever. Is some timeline offered? Or is it just, yeah, we haven't even really gotten to that yet? Or something, you know, just more vague than you'd like. But some kind of clue will come within the next, I would think, 48 hours or so when they get around to doing that sort of thing. And that might be the first, you know, link in the chain to get us to where whatever the destination is going to be.
The GM, who is the GM? I don't know who the GM is, but whoever he is, he's got to figure out how he wants to play this in terms of the public. It's only probably the one, well, there's the draft coming up. There'll be multiple interviews, probably, whoever it is would do. But he could be like, sort of like how McDavid would talk. Yeah, you know, we'll have meetings, we'll have conversations. He's great, obviously. We will, you know, it'll work itself out. But I'm optimistic. You know, the kind of sort of generic commentary you would often hear in that from a GM in that kind of situation. Or he could say, he's the best player in the world. Whatever he wants is his if he wants it.
It's Stan Bowman, by the way.
Stan Bowman, who I used to sit near at Sabres games when he was a little kid.
Right.
Stan Bowman, he's got a lot of experience with this kind of things, but he could just go plain. Brandon Bean, we don't negotiate in public, but we're going to meet, and I'm optimistic. Or whatever he wants is his if he wants it. You know, I think a GM would get judged on how forward, I think maybe is the word, they would be about this. But, you know, you also wouldn't want to sound so desperate, I guess. There's no reason to worry about that. Nobody would criticize the Oilers for being that way about him. Name it. Blank check. Name it.
Right.
And, you know, the one thing that could do,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If he talks like that, the GM talks like that publicly, is it could maybe press McDavid in a way that he wouldn't want to do through the media, right? Like, you're putting the pressure on him by saying that. Then it's like, do you want to be a bad guy and leave? And then, you know, ultimately we're talking about trades and all that. Quote, bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
If he says,
sure.
If he talks like, we'll do anything he wants. And then, you know, what if the player is thinking there's nothing, that's not going to be enough?
Yeah.
Because I'll get all of that and other new perks and a new lease on everything if I'm playing somewhere else.
Yeah. Another piece that has me thinking that this won't turn into any kind of a standoff is that they just got Draisaitl done last offseason. And look, I mean, everybody's got to handle their business, right? So it doesn't have to be that these two guys are joined at the hip for their careers. But I feel like with as tight as they have been portrayed as being, that Draisaitl would not have signed up for 8 more years if he sensed that McDavid was thinking of pulling the chute after his contract is up. But I don't be right about that. He also could have just gotten his money and maybe be worried, like, oh, at least I got mine. I don't think he makes that big commitment without some sense, if not flat out knowledge, that McDavid's going to do likewise.
Maybe those things do change. And they have been in the finals 2 years in a row. So different than with the Sabres, whatever our closest examples over the years might be. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
We're close to winning. Well, maybe we win.
Conference finals 2 years in a row, and then the co-captains leave. Like, that happened here.
Yeah.
So that's not the finals. But and that was their contracts were up.
Might have been different if they were a year apart.
Yeah. Or if the team had acted like they tried to act with Drury during that season, get him extended before he got there, but that got botched and that never happened.
Is that right? That is what happened, isn't it?
Yep.
Sal, coming up at 4 today, the Bills announced the schedule for training camp. We'll talk about that and more with him. 803-0550. Morning guys had a clever idea about McDavid this morning. I want to mention as a compliment to them. We will look for your calls as we go through the day. Of course, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
The window is sort of closing, and this is an odd one. It's closing not because of his age, but because of his contract status. There's an awful lot of talk within the sport that if they don't win this year, McDavid might look elsewhere. He still has a year left on his contract after this season. But if you're the Oilers and you know you can't re-sign him, you can't let him go to free agency and not get anything for the greatest player in the game.
Steve Levy. Well, he...
That's saying, the first talk I heard of it. That doesn't mean that he's not right.
He's saying there's been a lot of talk. Like, that's what he's saying, right?
I'd like to know how someone who pays as much attention to the sport and the media around the sport as I do, not to brag, but I mean, I'm looking for stuff. Like, I've just not heard a word about it until he said that yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever that was.
I feel like it makes sense, though, that it wouldn't be, like, reported on, really, because there isn't anything you can do. Like, it's just some amount of guessing toward what does McDavid want. And here's Steve Levy talking like he knows that, you know, there's a chance he's kind of he wants to be done there. I think maybe we had this with Eichel a little bit for a little while, where we kind of heard stuff about, like, that Eichel wanted to be out. But we didn't, you know, beat the drum. I didn't anyway. I didn't feel like it was enough for me. I mean, I'm not even a reporter, but, like, it wasn't enough for me to want to speculate about out loud. Because, you know, that has an impact. Mm-hmm. That can have an effect. So I think if, like, whoever the voices are that means something to you that they have not been talking about McDavid, it's maybe because they don't feel like it's right to, because it's still not at a time where, until today or until July 1st, where it's like, this is really not the story yet. And it will become the story. Now it is.
Yeah.
Now it is. So it's whatever. It's just a debate about whether there have been clues or not yet. And either way, clues or no clues, like, this is, now it's when it's time to act, like, or July 1st toward, you know, September will be when it's time for Edmonton to act.
You know, I guess he is such a different case. I mean, he is unquestionably the best player in the sport, maybe the most talented player there's ever been in the sport. And I guess if... I'm thinking of the, like, LeBron, Drager, and, like, that group of people. They might lean the way you just described. Like, let's not make waves here. You know, Edmonton, Canadian team in the final. Let's just stay out of the way and see. Now, the fact that Levy said that on the Jim Rome show this week at some point, again, I don't remember what day it was, but anyway, it's pretty fresh. That should get talked about by all those people when they do their roundtables on TSN. I'm assuming they don't all go out of business because the Cup final ended. The draft is the end of next week, so we're going to be ramping quickly. It's one of the problems with the NHL calendar. I mean, football gets all this credit for having all these different signposts that keep you interested. Mm-hmm. Hockey's going to jam all of its marquee stuff into, like, 12 days here. You know, it's like the Cup, the presentation, all of it, like, who's getting the Cup, all that. I love all that. And then it's the draft, and then it's free agency, and then it's cottage season. And it's ridiculous.
I'm happy to talk about what should be done about that when you want.
Okay.
Because it's the season being too long.
Yes, that's right.
You can't push free agency back too much. I mean, it's still only like 2 months or 10 or 11 weeks between free agency and, you know, and camp. So there's no room for that to go. You can't move the draft up, what, to today?
Right.
Like, it's next Friday. There could have been another game still.
Right.
So at least they didn't bother with an award show, right? Or they did, but it
They did like a sort of staged surprise events for everyone rather than have that show with some band you've never heard of and a comedian who's not funny. Which I'm glad that they did that instead.
But that would have been between last night and the draft.
Yes, that's right. So at least maybe that's an improvement. So anyway, all those people will be on the clock here. And there's no way now that that subject doesn't come up. And now I'm going to be wanting to pay attention to how they handle it. And really, again, we'll get Stan Bowman is going to, I assume, talk to the media here within the next 2 days and see what the temperature is. You know, what can you read from him when that question comes up? You know, it might just be generic, like we already talked it through last segment. But I just have not heard any of the talk that Levy is alluding to. That doesn't mean I'm not in press boxes, you know. So if the talk is so underneath the reporting level, then I wouldn't have access to it. No one would. You know, he would. He's around that.
It just hasn't been the off season yet. Right, we've been hearing about J.J. Paterka's attitude for like a month, maybe more, because the Sabres haven't played in literally 2 months. Like this is the off season; they're well into it. They made a front office hire; like they're well into it. Anyway, it's just what are we figuring out here? Nothing. Like it's just maybe it's a sign of something, maybe it isn't. But now it starts, and if it gets to the season and he doesn't have a contract, that's a topic every day.
Yes.
He'll go to every road game and be asked about his future, and it'll drive everybody nuts. But that'll happen. Like, if he does not have a new deal by then, I think, unless he just, like, shuts it down, and that becomes its own thing, where, like, we're not talking about this. The PR person gets involved, and, like, that's just, like, really, you know, difficult. We'll see. Florida. So we decided that Florida was the better topic and then spent the whole time on Edmonton.
Right.
Six years in a row, a Florida team has been in the finals, and they've won four. Tampa two wins, Tampa lost, Florida two wins. That's a run. It's two different teams.
Yep.
But you love this Panthers team.
I really do. And I was glad the last time we talked about this and them, like, why do I like them, right? They had Brad Marchand and I still like them. Like, what, you know, what? and it really does trace back to them having what I would say the courage to blow up a President's Trophy winning team after the 22 season, right? 23, 24, 25, three finals in a row. 22, they win the President's Trophy and get bounced in the second round and make that massive trade. They trade Huberto to Calgary for Tkachuk and hire Paul Maurice, and that season is a struggle. They're right in it with the Sabres for that last playoff spot, and they get it, and the rest is the rest is on the board. All they've done is win and win and win, and I just really admire an organization that can see its way clear to go, you know, well, this is good. Maybe the market they're in has something to do with it, a lot to do with it, in two ways. One is you have the cover of not having a super rabid, passionate fan base and media covering you and scrutinizing you and criticizing you if you trade away one of the leading scorers and your leading scorer and blow up your team after 100-and-some-point season in the President's Trophy. But you also, I think, you could look at it from the standpoint of you have the opportunity to do that and pull it off and not you know, you just don't. I had a second point and I don't remember it, so I'm just rewording the first one. But I just really like that they did what they did.
Well,
how they did it.
Your memory is short, because if I remember correctly, the Sabres blew up a President's Trophy team also.
Yeah. Not by choice, but yes, that's
they
right.
They did.
Yeah.
They managed. They might have been the last team to do it before Florida.
Right.
Well, you know, Florida has. They have, I think, what you have to have, the high end. I mean, they've got a few, Barkov, Reinhardt. They've got a few top-tier players. That's where the Eichel lottery existence, that the trap for me was that wasn't enough. I would still say you can't win without it. I mean, all these teams that win have stars. But Florida has everything else, too. You know, Travis predicted that the third line would be the difference in the series, and it was, right? I mean, they could not handle that. That line scored on Edmonton, and Edmonton could not keep up with that. And, you know, for a decade, the Sabres have mostly been getting run over on those bottom six forward positions. And so, you know, Florida is kind of perfect. The goalie, proven, great. Defensively, fine to great. It's perfect. And the fan base thing, it just feels like so long ago. It was. That's why it feels this way. So long ago that we would condescend to the Southeast, you know, the Sun Belt teams. It's totally over now. The fact that they don't have TV ratings, well, why would people in Florida watch them on TV? Like, some would, but I would have watched the finals if I could. There's people who couldn't watch it because they didn't have the channel was on. Then also, like, it's a different lifestyle there. So, I don't know. That doesn't mean a lot to me. Watching their games, I've done it. Watching their games, there's no doubt about, like, the fan base. I'm not sure how massively big it is.
Big enough to fill the building.
The building rocks.
Right.
I mean, the building is a great-looking atmosphere in Florida. So, you know, like you kind of said before, for certain players, that might be all they need. That was a Reinhardt thing, maybe. That was a Drury thing. You know, the fishbowl.
Yeah, right.
Element. So, yeah, I'm jealous. I mean, they have it all.
Yeah. And what also, I mean, to have the amount of, they're right, they have the star. You have to have that. And what the star power, what the top affords them, like they can. I mean, Reinhardt got really hot, obviously, at the end here. He scored in game five, scored four goals last night, sure, two into the empty net, but whatever. So it wasn't like he didn't produce offensively. But the front end of this series was, a lot of it was about how Barkov and Reinhardt, all they're really doing is devoting their energy to Draisaitl and McDavid. They're just trying to keep them from scoring, and they've got enough. That's where that third line comes in, and Bennett comes in. Like, he scores 15 goals in the playoffs. I mean, holy cow, the guy scores 20 goals in a whole season. He gets 15 in the playoffs. You've got guys in roles that just fit so perfectly that it just, everybody, I think, knows what they're being asked to do. There's no confusion, and there's no, it doesn't seem, I'm not getting power play time, right? Like, it's all set, right? The top, you know who the top is. The middle is productive, and the bottom, they're going to go spending money on grizzled veteran guys to be there. They're just going to get guys that can skate and play a good two-way game, be physical, and make $800,000. And there's my bottom, there's my fourth line.
Tampa was this too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Sure.
Like, they weren't sort of old-fashioned when it came to their bottom six. They were just good.
Yeah.
Fast and strong and good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that changes over time. Like, you get good, and then guys want to get paid or deserve to get paid, and it gets harder to keep that all together. But what you got to do is just cycle that through.
Right, then you move them.
And just change it out. Now I think it gets pretty tricky because, like, I don't know if Bennett is – he's such a great playoff performer, but he's had like 51 points as his career high. And there are people out there talking about 7, 8, 9, 10, lure him away, big money. If somebody gives him $9 million a year, I think they're going to regret it. Someone other than Florida, because the role, unless they have the team set up for him to slot into a role where it's not going to be a problem if he only gets you 50 points in the regular season, because you know it's all about...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going to happen in April, May, and June, then, you know, maybe that works. It's just, there should be a buyer beware there, because his role on that team at that kind of salary is a little nutty. So I don't know what they're even going to do. I mean, he's going to get paid some way, shape, or form. Whether he takes less to just stay there because it's so good and the role is perfect for him.
Is he up?
I don't know. Yeah, he's a UFA.
Okay.
So, Toronto could blow him out of the water with some contract. And if he's not cast in the right spot, I mean, look out.
Makes sense. He's the first player in history to go 10 years into his career and have the Conn Smythe Trophy be his first trophy. Everybody else that's won the Conn Smythe had won another big award already in their career.
I talked to Sal. I was a guest on. I made my debut on the Extra Point Show. I had never been on Sal's show.
Fantasy stuff.
Today I was on. Yeah, nothing but. But I did squeeze in a point about Bennett. How of the that's the same draft. They've got three of the top four from that draft with Bennett, Reinhardt, and Ekblad.
And Draisaitl is the other one.
Draisaitl's the other one, and he was playing against him. Three of those four, Reinhardt is not as much of a slam dunk as Draisaitl and Ekblad were. Like they showed up and became cornerstone to the franchises that drafted them. Reinhardt was good here. He's turned into a superstar in Florida. Bennett looked kind of like a bust. Like, look at his career in Calgary.
Oh yeah,
there are some bleak looking years there. It just was not happening. But he gets here and starts sucker punching people in the playoffs and scoring big goals and growing the big beard, and suddenly he's like a modern day Claude Lemieux or something. But it took him a while to get to where, you know, where, you know, his draft status indicated he was headed. It was a long road for him to get there.
For sure. Sal Capaccio at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Now across from Ekholm to Bouchard. Reinhardt with the steal. Nice move. Goes to the net. Scores!
Kenny Albert, the hockey season is finally over. Florida in 6, back-to-back.
That pass that Ekholm threw across to Bouchard was worse than the effort Ekholm made to try to check Reinhardt after the steal. He had time. There was a guy, there was a stick, but he waited too long and then threw a pass at Bouchard's shin pads. Like, here you go! Good luck over there, buddy! And I'm sure Bouchard is sort of a... He's that guy in Edmonton that, like, oh, he's just riding coattails. He's not that good defensively. He's one of those guys, right? On a good team, a great team, he's like kind of the whipping boy guy. And I'm sure he got a lot of grief for that play, but Ekholm was way worse twice on the play. All Bouchard does is try to feel the puck that is rifled at his shin guards and only has time to just do next to nothing with it. So Reinhardt strips him. And the pass and the whiff by Ekholm, just brutal, brutal.
Which goal is that?
That's the first goal of the game.
1-0?
Early. Yeah. Yeah.
Early?
Yeah. Just not, I mean, that's your, Ekholm's the dude there. Like, they got him back. Like, okay, you know, he's here, he matters, he's the playoff guy, and just a terrible, terrible play.
We'll bring on Sal next. Bill's camp schedule released. Talk about the preseason a little bit. Also, they've got apparently a joint practice with the Bears scheduled in August at Chicago's camp. That and more with Sal Capaccio after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.